Let's take our postures again for this practice, this sitting practice. Now, at this time of day, after eating, afternoon, we can feel a little sleepy. So take good care of that, sitting in a very erect and dignified way, sitting like the mountain that we practiced earlier, possibly standing. And when you're practicing at home, this is a nice practice to do lying down. I don't recommend it right now for people here today, as I just mentioned. Can be sleepy time. So feeling into body, allow for some nice full breaths. Letting the breathing subside and be just as it is. Remembering your intentions for today and our general intentions to open with interest and friendliness. Remembering too our themes of compassion and peace. And so here's a quote from the Buddha, from the Dhammapada. There are those who discover they can leave behind destructive reactions and become patient as the earth, unmoved by fires of anger or fear, unshaken as a pillar, unperturbed as a clear and quiet pool, unperturbed as a clear and quiet pool. And so, using a little imagery now, if you will, holding in mind, in your mind's eye, a pond, a quiet, natural pool of water that's calm and still. Taking a few moments with your imaginations to take in how it all looks and how it feels to be sitting by this pool of water. Use all your senses, make it rich. How does the quiet sound? How does the air smell? And of course, take in the pool itself, the water, still, calm, clear. And the Buddha also said, develop a mind that is like the water, where experiences both pleasant and unpleasant can appear and disappear without conflict, struggle, or harm. Rest in a mind like water. So, you sit by this quiet pool, pond of water. We feel into the body, sitting and breathing. Taking in the pond and its environs. And letting ourselves merge with it. Become a part of the whole scene. Imagining that our minds too are like the water, clear and calm. Down through the depths, we can see clearly. There's a vastness to it. And as we sit by the pond, different creatures come and go. Birds and animals, insects, fish may jump. And we just notice these experiences that we can make akin to the thoughts and emotions and sensations that should arise. And we continue to abide peacefully. Like the pond. Sounds and sensations may arise, and the water receives them, shifts and floats and changes, unperturbed though, a little ripple, and subsides. And so letting all the different experiences as we practice arise and pass, the pleasant, the unpleasant, the neither, letting them all move without resistance, struggle. Let them move through and disappear, as is their nature. As we continue to feel breath and body together, like a clear forest pool. You start to feel agitated, restless, worried, caught in doubt, sluggish. Clinging to fantasies, trying to push away unpleasant experiences. Just notice, open to it. Receive. just as a pool of water receives everything. No resistance, let it move through. Let it pass and abide again in the silence and stillness of the clear forest pool. Letting your mind be like the water, accepting all things, untroubled, still. Reflecting reality. And untroubled by it. You get lost, refresh the image of the still forest pool. As Ajahn Chah instructs us, try to be mindful and let things take their natural course. Then your mind will become still in any surroundings, like a clear forest pool. All kinds of wonderful, rare animals will come to drink at the pool. And you will clearly see the nature of all things. You will see many strange and wonderful things come and go, but you will be still. When you're practicing at home, you might care to extend this practice for a longer period of time. For us here today, noticing any benefits from this practice, from the imagery. Aware of any coming to moments of peacefulness. Moments of compassion for those times when little visitors came through. Hindrances. Noticing any capacity to hold those experiences, like the clear forest pool. A acknowledging even the smallest moments of benefit, for they contribute to our peacefulness and the peacefulness of this world, and the capacity for compassion. As Yeats reminds us, we can make our minds so like still water that beings gather about us that they may see, maybe, their own images, and so live for a moment with a clearer, perhaps even with a fiercer life because of our quiet.